a while.
Yeah.
Since we've talked. So, you know, looking at the county agenda, I didn't see too much that stuck out, but I know there's little nuggets that get sprinkled in throughout the reports. So if there was anything that's what they say newsworthy, you'd like to let people know about. And I have to bug you about the county building construction update.
Okay, sure. I don't know that there was anything of particular newsworthiness in the board packet, either the personnel ways and means or the board meeting. We did talk at the end a little bit about the vaccination clinics that are going on over at the fairgrounds, and I know that people are interested in that. We did talk a little bit about the fact that we have one going on today from noon to 6, and that the plan is that we will, as long as we're getting the amount of vaccine that we're getting right now, we would have vaccine clinics every Thursday for first dose and every Friday for second dose. Now, once we start getting more vaccine, so that we need to, if we needed to operate 2 days a week for both first and second dose, then that would change a little bit. But right now, based on the amount of vaccine that we're getting and the capacity that we have at the clinics, until we get more than 1,500 doses a day, we don't really have to change too much about our operation.
Okay, so...
1,500 doses a week.
Okay, so there are daily administration of the vaccine, right? I mean, they do something every
really
day.
There really is not daily, because we get a certain amount each week, and that pretty much gets distributed at the mass vaccination clinic once a week. We have been having some other clinics at the health department to finish up on follow-up second dose shots from, end of December, early January vaccination. But since our first mass vaccination clinic at the fairgrounds on January 18th, all of our clinics have been at the fairgrounds, and going forward, all the clinics will be at the fairgrounds.
And those are just for people that, have signed up and are on the list, and maybe they've gotten their confirmation. It's not a walk-in, right?
No. You have to have an appointment. In order to get invited to make an appointment, yes, you have to have provided that information to on the sign up on the health department's website.
Okay. Anything else from the meeting? I'm sure that took up a lot of the commissioner's time.
That's about. I think that's the big thing that was discussed at the meeting.
Okay. Switching gears here. The big questions for me about the construction are, is it on time? Is it on budget? And I know that's a question you get asked, and you ask a lot of people.
Yes. Right now, the construction project is on time. The target completion is August 31st. It is on budget. We have run into some, as we usually do on construction projects, some hidden issues, but that's why we have a contingency. And thus far, we're working within the budget and within the contingency. This building has been a little bit more of a challenge because as we did demo to restore some items in the building, we discovered previous iterations of renovations that we then had to work around. So it's certainly been a challenge, but they're at the point in the process where they think most of those hidden gems have been discovered, and things are moving along now towards putting on the new finishing touches. For example, a lot of the trim work, all the windows were replaced, and a lot of work on the inside around the windows is ongoing. All the scaffolding that was in to do work on the ceiling of the commission chambers, that's all down, and the floor has been reworked and leveled. They've not started putting on the finished floor in the chambers yet, but they have got the walls finished and the ceiling finished, and they're ready to, they've got the subfloor down, ready to put the finished floor in. A lot of the electrical and mechanical is in place now. They're back on direct power. All of the new houses that they installed, they're now on the new building power. And all of the all of the sprinkling system that was installed is all complete. It's not been all pressure tested, but all of that piping has been put in, and most of the sprinkler heads have been put on. So they're coming along very well with the project. And I think when it's all said and done, people are going to be very excited about how the building turns out.
Oh, I'm sure they're so glad that they were able to button it up when they were able to get it, you know, weather tight before we got the weather, huh?
Oh, you bet. They've been working away, and they're quite quite warm and toasty. They have heaters on each floor, and of course the new heating system is not active yet, but they have heaters on each floor that produce enough heat to, and then they have some fans that blow the warm air around inside the building. So they're able to work pretty comfortably inside the building. The window guys were not quite so fortunate, because they've been finishing up windows through some of this cold weather here. But they've done a nice job on the windows as well.
Great, great. Anything else, Marty? I think we got everything covered.
No, I think that does pretty much hit all the bases.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for getting back to me so quick. I appreciate it, Marty.
That's all right. We'll talk to you later, Ian.
All right, sounds good. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.